as an industry, we're all concerned about the conditions in the harbour, and we have been for a number of years. We do all we can to mitigate that, and the letter was really sent in advance of the government actually setting a limit. So really the concern at that point was that we didn't know what that limit would be, and if the limit was raised to 100%, there could be serious consequences for Macquarie Harbour.
Could you just please put in context the surrounding discussions with TassSAL, with Huon, and with the Department of Primary Industries around the time that you sent that email?
In relation to talking to DPI, there was a working group sat down with government, and they all discussed in relation to the fish they planned to put in the harbour and what they thought the limit should be. Obviously, some companies have conservative views, others don't. But I think, you know, one thing I'd like to point out, Alex, is that if you actually read the email, it doesn't say TassSAL are breaching at that point in time. It says they will breach the cap going forward. Now, at present, the government has, and the department has, conducted an independent review of the harbour. Right now, there is nobody in breach of any cap within the harbour. Now, the other thing I think is important to point out is that the government have also said that from this point, there will be no more fish put in Macquarie Harbour until they've had the report from an independent parties.
What evidence did you have September last year that there was potentially going to be a breach of the stocking rate by TassSAL?
Again, if you refer to the email, that there was discussions within the working group, and TassSAL were quite open about the fact that they were going to hit 100% of their limit. So I must stress it is their limit. But once there is a new cap put in place, then it's our understanding that that referral is then superseded and we go back to the area management agreement limits.
Is Macquarie Harbour in good health at the moment? Or as your email suggests, is there a slow depletion of health in the harbour as fish farms continue to operate in that space?
It's very important to realise that this email was sent more than 6 months ago. And at that point in time, again, we were still seeing, if you read the report that Kim Booth actually referred to, that actually states that, and again, this was an independent report, it's not written by the industry or by the companies themselves, it does state that probably only about 12% of the auction depletion is caused by aquaculture.
But the problem with that report is that it can't actually say that for sure because there was not enough data, which was recognised in that report. It said that is merely an assumption.
Absolutely, and that was our concern, hence the email. At that point in time, we were asking government and the department to go back and actually gather more information because, again, as a former scientist, I myself wasn't comfortable with the report. Now, what I'm glad to say is that after talking to government, talking to Minister Rockliffe's department and the Secretary for the PIPWE, they have said that they undertake a rigorous monitoring programme, which we have been doing ever since that point in time. We've put several auction monitors out with the farmed area, in addition to the requirements. We're providing both environmental and biological data on a monthly basis to the department, and that's all companies down there. Between the CSIRO, the PIPWE, IMAS and UTAS, they will then write a report. Now, the farms will not be putting input into that report apart from the data that they supply, which at any point can be audited by the government or by the department. Once that report comes out, again, the Secretary has said that will be peer-reviewed internationally.
Do you still hold concerns that you had in the email last September about the health of the waterways in Macquarie Harbour and TassSAL's operations?
I would say that as the CEO of Portuna, it's a major risk to my company. We hold almost 50% of the lease space within Macquarie Harbour. Now, I'm concerned every year at this time of year. We have high temperatures, we have low oxygens. I would point out is that this year we have not seen any adverse effects that we haven't seen in our long-term average scores. My position just now is, and I've said this to several ministers and industry, is that, as usual, Portuna on an amber light situation. We're closely monitoring our fish, we're closely monitoring the harbour. There's no panic from us, and I think that it's been a very good growing season for Portuna.
So are you then saying that TassSAL is not conservative and operating potentially beyond what is good for the health of Macquarie Harbour?
Tassel may farm with different strategies, but again, what I'd like to say is that within the AMA, Area Management Agreement, that we're all assigned to, that there has not been a breach, and because the department did step in, the acting secretary at the time sent us all an email saying that from this point in time there'll be no more additional fish transferred to Macquarie Harbour, and until we get the outcome of that report, again, that remains in place.